Freddie, now that Bojo has said that Lash is open from 4th of July, just picture this. It's Monday the 6th. I walk into the Ned. I'm fully suited and booted. I look around. You can just tell everyone is buzzing to be back doing business. I step into the middle of the Ned and I just start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash. More Lash. All of a sudden, the HSBC business development team realise it's Archie Cushion, Lash Banter 10, Clapham's biggest fitness and business influencer, and they all get up, take their ties off, put it around their head, and they start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. All of a sudden, the whole of the Ned get on their feet, including the CEO of Shell. And I've met him. He's pretty stiff. He takes off his tie, undoes his two top buttons, and everyone gets together, and everyone starts singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. Unbelievable. I actually walk over to the CEO of Shell. I give him a handshake. He absolutely loves my chat, and I probably do a deal on the first day and Ned's open.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 4 of the RigBiz podcast. My name is Freddie Clode, and as always, I'm joined by the master of Lash, Mr. Archie Curzons. How are you
Never
doing, sir?
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tried living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without sense or feeling. And this is how you remind me of what I really am.
Christ,
this is how... Mate, sorry.
What the hell is going on?
Sorry,
mate.
Sorry. Mate, you know when you get a song in your head?
Yeah.
I've been listening to Nickelback all day.
Mate,
and I'm just in... I'm in the greatest mood ever, and I love that
Why
song.
Why are you so happy? Why are
this
you so excited?
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Jesus Christ.
Mate,
I
his voice
admit, mate.
Is sick.
You seem just crazily excited for
mate,
something. I mean, what's going on?
Mate, this Saturday, end of lockdown Lash. Clapham True. Is open for business.
True.
Plus, the Ned is open for business.
That.
This weekend is basically like SW4, Henley and Cow's weekend rolled into one big fucking Lash.
Wow, okay.
Woo! Well, can't Archie, bloody wait, mate.
Let's try and get through the podcast.
I am working out double workouts this weekend.
Really?
This week, yeah, because I need the rig to be shining come Saturday.
Morning and evening.
Morning, evening, sit-ups at lunchtime. Mate, look at this. Look at this chassis.
Wow, it's looking good. Even better mate, than normal, actually.
I am pumped, mate.
Jesus Christ.
Clapham Coppin is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I've never seen you like this.
Well, mate, I haven't been told I can't Lash for 3 months properly.
So, Archie, what are your plans this weekend for the big one?
What are my plans?
What are your plans? Do you have something on?
I don't know, actually, yet. I don't know, but that's exciting. I've put a few things out to a few WhatsApp groups I'm in. The Clapham Falcons WhatsApp group, the Chassis Monsters, the City Slayers
Go
WhatsApp
on.
Group, which is a few friends of mine who work in the city who absolutely minted.
Anything back
I don't
them?
Know, nothing back in concrete, but, you know,
okay.
The world's my oyster. What are you doing?
I think, we've got some plans with a couple of friends. I think we're going to go sort of
Where?
Well, maybe like Richmond, Putney, come to Clapham. I don't know yet. But.
Okay, well, let me know. Keep me posted.
I might just
head out there. I'm CEO of Clapham. I'm the chief chat officer. I don't really need a squad behind me. I'm just going to go out there, chop beers, sing Whispering Angel. Freddie, you know what I'm going
to
do?
I've got no idea, but I'd love to know. Okay,
right. Well, obviously, wake up Saturday. First thing, rig beers. Make
Goes
sure the
saying.
Chassis is glistening.
Mm-hmm.
Have a strong breakfast, probably my chicken, broccoli, egg whites. Mm-hmm. Just keep it lean and keep it mean.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably just head to like a Marks and Spencer's near the Common, buy a bottle of Bolly, and I'm not going to even take flutes with me. Not even take flutes. Jesus. I'm just going to drink the champers from the bottle and I'll just go solo. And I reckon people will just absolutely love it. I imagine there'll be people saying, do you want to chuck the pill about? Everything. All I'm going to be is take a rucksack, my backwards cap, my vest, my rugby shorts, and my flip-flops.
And a bottle of Bolly. Wow.
Woo!
You're out in the open.
Just imagine that. I'm going to probably take a sweet Instagram photo of me just like holding the bottle of Bolly, like with the champagne coming out. Oh,
you're
mate.
Like Indiana Jones
this weekend,
of the Lash World.
Honestly, cannot be any better.
But either way, even if the rugby lads want to join, they probably won't, you know, there'll be something probably going on. I definitely want to tackle all four pillars of Clapham. Clapham Junction, Clapham South, Clapham Common and Clapham North.
Jesus Christ.
The only downside is, okay, that Inferno's is not open.
Well, no, but you could host your own little party somewhere, I'm guessing, on the Common, a little pop-up Inferno's or something.
I wish we could get Nickelback to the Clapham Common to do like a impromptu gig. Imagine that.
Falcons first, yeah.
Never made it as a blind man! God, that song is so good.
Yeah, okay. Well, mate.
I was doing like the most incredible resistant band workout this morning to that song, Nickelback. Have you heard Rockstar?
I have. Yeah,
I want to be a rock star! So good. Yeah. It's so, so good. Well, God.
You really fall
what happened to Nickelback? Mate, I'm pumped.
I don't fucking know, but...
Okay, and it might be also I've had quite a lot of coffee today.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying not to eat, so I'm just substituting a lot of my meals with coffee.
Strong day in the city, finance-wise?
Yeah, business is booming, especially now the Ned is open. Business will resume. I've had a fair few interesting conversations via LinkedIn with a few senior stakeholders, Freddie. Wow. You know what that means?
Yeah, of course I do.
That means meetings. And what the meetings equals? Deals. And what the deals equals?
Celebrations.
Cash, 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 cash.
Yeah.
And what does cash, cash, cash equal?
Bali.
No. Oh. It means a nice holiday in Val d'Alba in September. Tackle some of the nicest golf courses out there. Probably take a few clients with me.
Oh, my God. I've never seen you happier in my life, Archie. This is amazing. Finally, quarantine, this cloud of quarantine has passed over your head.
I'm going ahead with planning my stag, by the way.
No, you're not. Yeah. Mate, you haven't even had a date yet.
Because you know what? This weekend, I feel like I'm going to meet the one. Jesus and that God. Will lead to me getting married. I'm planning full steam ahead, Vegas, baby. And I need to get a hold of Popey. Because I've decided that I want Popey to live with me. Even if I get married, I think it'd be good for both of us.
So now Lottie's out the picture, you want Popey to be your flatmate. Yeah. And even if you do get married, he's going to be in the house as well.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm going to buy a full bed.
Well, mate, talking about good news...
And he'll be able to pay good rent. He's on good wedge.
Talking about good news of Popey and him being on good wedge, you know, he is England's hope. And English cricket resumes next week. Now, I was thinking we should come up a bit like a League of Their Own did with Mo Farah for a celebration for Popey for when he gets a century this series. What are you thinking?
Maybe he does like the falcon with his hands, like a bird.
That
like
would
a
be
falcon
good.
When he gets, can he drop his bat?
He can drop his bat and just use his gloves. He can actually interlock his glove fingers
and do the falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
Popey, I know you're listening, so can you get that done, please?
That
Otherwise,
would be awesome.
You know, it will be difficult living together if you go against this.
Okay, awesome. Well, mate, how exciting! So, what are your plans for the rest of the week? Anything else exciting or not?
I'll probably be recovering, mate, from Saturday's mega lash. Also, Freddie, I've got some breaking news.
Go on.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, can we put like some sort of Sky Sports music on top of this?
Does it really warrant
it? Yeah, yeah, it 100% warrants
it. Okay, mate. The floor's yours then.
Hey. Breaking news, Justin. Clapham Falcons have a new head coach.
Really? Who is
it? Yeah, cut the music now.
Oh, who is it?
Yeah. Well, you know him. He's been on the show.
What, friend of the show?
Yeah.
Let me think. Flattery? Benders?
No, I wish Benders.
Well, who is it then?
Tom May.
Maisie
has joined the club.
Officially signed and sealed?
Yeah, signed, sealed. Me and Maisie have been working together an off-season, working on our chassis together. It was a natural progression. Relationships there and looking forward to getting on. He's actually on here now. Maisie, great to have you back on the pod. One of my favourite guests. And what big news, mate. Obviously, we've been doing a lot of work on our chassis during the lockdown, and it was a natural conclusion that, you know, we got on really well. We both got strong lids for different reasons, and we, you know, after talking to Tom, you know, we both played 10. You know, Maisie also played 12, and I knew he could bring a lot to my rig and also my game. Maisie, I'm guessing it was an easy decision,
mate. When you asked me, I've been looking for something like this for a long time, but to have the opportunity to work with someone of the quality and class of yourself was something I just couldn't turn down.
I think it was the first time I did sort of 10 burpees in front of you. You just knew I was sort of pro standard.
Yeah, I did. But what I also noticed, though, look, and actually, you know, leading from the front and wanting to set an example, I know you cheated on a lot of those and you still couldn't beat me.
Well, Maisie, that's the thing is that I was trying to go toe-to-toe for you. And unfortunately, I did lose to you, which is why I respect you. And that's why I wanted to bring you in as head coach. And I know we'll be working quite closely together. Obviously, I'm captain, you're head coach. And one of the policies I brought Maisie in, that I said to him, look, I'm playing 10 and that's it. And you're pretty comfortable with that, right, Maisie?
I'm pretty comfortable with that. I've seen your dirty left-hand spin pass, and that's exactly what I want.
What are you going to bring to the Falcons? Obviously, we've talked about it, but tell the listeners.
Hey, listen, I don't want any bags of shit turning up. I mean, if you're in bad nick, you're not ever going to get into the team. I don't want any sloppy bellies.
Good rig.
It just doesn't. It doesn't look right. I mean, the shirt, the kit we're going to have. It's not going to do fellas like that.
It's tight. You know what I mean? It's the kind of kit you can wear out on a night out and look good in.
Yeah, like some of that kit that you've been producing is that, but basically tight.
Yeah. I wear quite a lot of tight.
I mean, to be honest, baggy rugby shirts were the worst thing ever made, weren't they? So look, anyone that can fit into a decent fitting rugby shirt and look half decent, they're in with a chance.
Yeah.
Grafters, half decent hat. I mean, I'm not going to let too many top knots in, Archie. So
The lid's getting sorted out, Maisie, this weekend. Don't you worry. It's the end of lockdown lash this Saturday, and I've got my haircut booked in. So the hair will be.
You're going to have like some sort of initiation session where you just get rid of it.
On point, yeah. Getting rid of the long locks. I'm going back to the city slicker.
If you're going to set an example, mate, you can't have a crap lid like that.
Listen, coach. I feel you and I respect you. The fact is, Maisie, what Maisie's trying to say is you've got to have chat, you've got to have a rig, and you've got to have a good basic salary. Right. That's how you're going to get in the Clapham Falcons.
I mean, if you're not on a good basic salary with a decent bonus structure, I mean, what's the point of even turning up?
This is why Maisie's going to be a great head coach.
I agree. But can I just throw something in there and say, look, if you've let yourself go over the last couple of years, you used to be a decent rugby player. Is there not an opportunity to come back, work hard in pre-season with you two and get back in the team?
This is an exclusive. So, amazing. I mean, I'll let you sort of tell the listeners, but basically we're doing pre-season online.
Oh, my God.
We're doing pre-season online. It's going to start, when is it? Wednesday the 15th, is it?
Yeah.
7 o'clock. We're going to have a midweek madness, led obviously by yourself, setting the tone, leading the way, cheating, and making sure you're trying to finish ahead of everyone else. Yeah. I'll be joining in that one. They're going to be tough. It's not for the weak-minded or weak-hearted. You know, I want people putting their bodies on the line in their back garden or in their front room, preferably in their front room where we can see how big their TV and stuff is.
Yeah. It's nice. You know, we can judge them on their sort of the background. That's always quite good. If they've got a good sort of living room, garden, they'll go up in my estimation.
I don't want like a sort of run-of-the-mill IKEA sofa.
No. They'll probably just be told to leave the conversation, but it's a paid session. It's £5 to join Wednesday the 15th. Yeah. Me, Mazo, and a special guest, professional rugby player or ex-professional rugby player, will be joining us every Wednesday from there on for the next 10-12 weeks, Maisie.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are some players that we need to be playing for us that I've got my eye on that quite frankly have got to tighten their chassis up. So, look, it will go for as long as it needs to. Get rid of lockdown. And quite frankly, the people that we want to be playing, if they're on decent salaries, £5's nothing. Just get it in the pot.
Freddie, I'm sat here with my top off. I'm looking at you. You probably need to join these calls as well.
I do. Well, mate, that's what I was going to say. I'm a, you know, if you're a semi-pro, I'm a sort of semi-pro. I'm not even a semi.
No, you're the kind of person that I allow on the call, but you're not going to be playing for the Clapham Falcons.
No, but I'm going to come and work out. I just need to tighten up the chest, man.
Yeah, you play guitar and cycle.
You could be a pro with a semi.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, I am a guy who actually, as you were saying, you guys are going on for pro. I'm coming on just to tighten up. Yeah. We all get to September, we're all laughing.
So it's open up to anyone. It's just really good banter with Riggs. That's what it is. It's just basically a big, fat chassis session.
Shass off.
Yeah, it's a shass off.
Well, we'll get a lot of information posted online and everywhere so people can get involved. But Mazo, as head coach, thank you so much for coming on.
Mazo, I can't wait to work with you. I think you're going to bring a lot to my game.
I'm looking forward to it, fellas. Hey, look, I've got to go and do some recruitment calls, so I'm off.
All right, Maisie.
See you, Maisie.
Cheers, coach.
See you Thursday.
See you, mate.
Cheers.
See you.
Cheers.
That is some seriously good A-grade chat.
Huge.
What a week, Freddie. End of lockdown lash. My rig is looking unbelievable. and Tom May has joined the Clapham Falcons as head coach. Ex-England international is now part of the Clapham Falcons setup.
Huge news.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait for the pre-season as well.
Yeah. Pre-season's going to be good. I hope everyone gets involved in that.
Mate, of course they will. Well, also, you know, talking about getting involved, we sent out some things on Instagram asking for single ladies to send in their request to date Mr. Cousins.
Oh yeah, I saw. I posted up on my Instagram.
So how do you think it went?
Can't wait. Well, mate, what are we talking about? We always get a high influx. Now let's just get through the riffraff. I reckon we had like 30-40 applicants.
We had two. Yeah, we had two ladies go back to us on the email.
Did you put the right email address?
Yeah, no, I put the right email address in. Yeah, we just got two applicants, but two's better than none.
Yeah, okay. So, well, what are they like?
Well, we had one lady who sent in some artwork, which was her sort of her CV on a Whispering Angel bottle. But here's a photo of her on the front of the Whispering Angel bottle.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. I love Whispering Angel. What was the other one like?
The other one was a girl called Annabelle Warren. Now, she sent in a bit more of a pitch
Belle.
To you. So, shall I read it out? You ready?
Yeah. Okay. Probably call her Belle.
She says, Archie Curzon, a.k.a. The Magician.
That's me.
It's Annabelle here, but you can call me Bells.
Oh, Bells, okay. Yeah. I already was going to call her Belle, but I'll just call her Bells.
Just whack on an S and you're good to go. I thought I would start with a brief summary of the type of guy that I associate myself with. Leading attributes, fine chat, a rig good enough to stop my wandering eye.
Tick.
And capable of handling the sauce as well as I am.
Big tick.
Although on your social media, these qualities are innate to you, I want to see if you're equally as dandy when you're with me under pressure.
Yeah. Well, play for half. I'm under pressure the whole time.
From here, I could make a list of criteria which tick all of your boxes. But if you want to know the real me, there's only one way to find out.
Yes,
so instead, I've thrown in some little teasers.
Ooh, okay.
Let's start with the old man.
like a movie trailer.
Well, yes, sort of. Let's start with the old man. Barrier one for you. Bearing in mind he used to be a racing driver and is now a very successful businessman, obviously a pretty cool guy. This is really.
Sorry, is this her ex-boyfriend?
No, this is her father, I think.
Oh, okay.
This is really going to be a test. But with your chat, I don't see this ever being an obstacle.
Won't be. Get, like I said last week, get on with everyone from every walk of life.
Ibiza is the new VDL, Mr. Cousins. Obviously,
Bad Lobo.
Obviously, Geckos was fun when we were 16.
Still fun.
But some of us can't live in the past. From flying to the sunny island of Ibiza to potentially being my next plus one to my winter hibernation in Verbier.
Oh, Verbs.
Or as I call it, Verbs.
Yeah, so, my God. It's like we're so compatible. Yeah.
I can show you a good time, she says.
Yeah, I can show her a good time as well.
Funnily enough, I'm actually in the process.
Hold on. Just look at this again. Look at that, abs.
That's at least a four-pack in there.
I'm going to take my top off.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, funnily enough, I'm actually in the process of house hunting myself. Have you ever thought about Dulwich? Clapham Common is good, but I think Dulwich Village tops the upper middle class look.
Ooh, no. Just Clapham for me, thanks.
Okay. You're not even going to consider it, even though you're perfectly compatible. You seem to be a wonderful match.
No. I'm not going to Dulwich. That's near Peckham, isn't it?
Yeah. Southeast.
No, thank you.
She says, if this tickles your fancy, which it doesn't seem to, then why not slide into my LinkedIn page below and then we can really get down to business.
Sounds interesting, Freddie. Slightly worries me about the Dulwich chat because I'm CEO of Clapham. I'm not leaving.
No.
The people need me.
Okay.
But let's send her an email back saying potentially this could be a deal worth pursuing. Maybe an arranger, a Zoom call. That's how I've been doing a lot of business recently. I know the Ned's reopening. Let's see how the Zoom goes, and then maybe we can organise a lunch at the Ned.
Okay, so I'll send her your...
I've just got to check the roof is open at Ned. That's where I like to sort of seal the deal.
Okay, awesome.
In every way.
Well...
If you know what I mean.
Let's see if Bells and Archie have a future.
It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it? It
really does.
Bells and the Magician. A few people have called me Bells.
Really?
No, I think they're Bellend. They call me Bellend.
Oh, right, okay.
In like a really nice way.
Our guest on the podcast today is fly half extraordinaire, a man who would give Archie Curzon a run for his money on and off the field. You know, he's equally as dangerous with a pigskin in his hand as he is with a pint of Thatcher's throwing it back with the boys. So without further ado, I'd love and am proud to welcome onto the Reg Biz podcast for his debut, ex-Gloucester, Leicester, Bath, and current Shockey Shuttles Fly Half, Monsieur Freddie Burns.
How are you boys, all right?
Yeah, not good, too bad, Burnsy. Mate. How
Thanks
you doing?
Thanks so much for joining us.
So, Burnsy, you're off to Japan for a new start this summer. So now you can speak, hopefully, openly about your recent experiences. And I want to know, firstly, what pissed you off more, your last 3 years at Bath or the way your playing days ended at Leicester?
Probably the 3 years at Bath, mate. I was pretty happy how I bowed out at Leicester. But yeah, no, the last 3 years at Bath have been pretty tough times, mate. There's a great bunch of boys down there, obviously hometown club and stuff like that. Living close to the family has been great. And you know, probably the social away from the pitch has probably been a little bit better than the stuff on it. But yeah, I'm just happy to be out and moving on to something a little bit fresh and hopefully a little bit more fun.
To be fair, you know, Burnsy, if you look back at the last 3 years, you'd probably would have liked to come to Clapham, really. The nightlife, you know, you think about the nightlife in Bath compared to the nightlife in Clapham, you'd have had a lot more fun. You might not have played in at Fly Half because obviously I'm playing there, but we could have slotted you in at 12, 15, whatever, but it would have been about the lash.
Exactly. I mean, I would have been all over that. I'm actually terribly, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I've never been to Inferno's, mate, which is...
mate, when do you go to Japan?
I don't know, mate, but hopefully as soon as this lockdown lifts, I'll be straight up for a night on the last
year. Yeah. We're putting a squad together as we speak. I mean, I'm trying to organise my stag, and look, I'll put your name on the list. It's already right. Got Kersey, Hask, Dozer, Barks, Benders. Who else have we got on there? Preecy.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. What's Preecy like on the piss? Because obviously you both compete for the 10 shirt. Which I'm quite lucky at the Falcons. I don't have anyone else who competes in a 10 shirt. There's no point, really. But, you know, do you get on well with Preecy?
Oh, mate, really well. Really well. Top boy in me. So, like, I think that's one of the hardest things about it. I've been frustrated with game time and stuff like that. But, you know, he's a good bloke. He's good on the drink as well. So, mate, it's, you know, the boys I can't complain about. You know, when you're frustrated about selection, that's coaches and people above that. So, yeah, with Reece and the lads, I'm pretty happy.
Because obviously I'm a rugger man at heart, and I listen to a lot of the pods. I listen to the rugby pod. Know you feature on there quite a lot. Obviously, I listen to the House of Rugby as well, and I listened to Burgess's last interview. Great guy. Would have loved to have had a night out with him and Leonardo DiCaprio. I reckon me and Sam Burgess would have torn it up. But he talked about George Ford sulking. Is that something that you've experienced in your career? Have you had people, you know, sulk because you've been selected? Or how do you take it when you don't get selected? Because if I wasn't selected for the Clapham Falcons, I'd be straight to the chairman, who's my dad. And I'd be like, Dad, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly, sorted. I think that's that. Unfortunately, a lot of tens in my positions, old mans are in coaching jobs, mate. So I've been on the short end of that one. But I do have a little sulk. I'm not the best. I'm pretty, I always beg the coaches to let me know what's happening on a Tuesday, because then the Wednesday's off and I can actually have a sulk at home and, you know, have a chat with the missus and the family and get over it. And by Thursday, I'm good to go again. But
it's only in rugby I throw my teddies at the pram, because on a night out in Inferno's, which you know, you will bound to see when we go out, you know, if a girl turns me down, you know, I'm on to the next one. That's the lucky thing about going on the lash and on the pool, because there's plenty of other options. On the pitch, there's only one number, you know, it's only number 10 shirt, and that's the only shirt I want. So if it doesn't happen, I'm stuffed. You know, if the netball girl turns me down, I'll move on to another netball girl. And she turns me down, I'll move on to netball, the other netball girl. And I think there's 7 in the team. So I've got 7 different options.
Do you like a tall girl, do you?
I like a tall girl. I like a confident girl. I mean, because your missus, Burnsy, she's from Clapham, isn't she?
She's from Glasgow. She's Scottish, but she resides in Clapham for the foreseeable.
That's a keeper. That is a keeper. You must be. I mean, I'm looking to get married, and I'm looking for your fiance at the moment. Just you know, give us an insight. How did you know she was the one? Because she's going to Japan with you, isn't she?
She is going to Japan. She's actually back in Clapham right now. She had to go back in start packing up a few things ready for the move, mate.
So, all right. Where does she live in Clapham?
I've got to figure the road. What's the road called? I don't know. She literally lives just off the. I think she's more Clapham North though.
Is that okay? What you don't know what road or number?
I don't know the road, mate. I get off a tube and she meets me, and then she holds my hand and walks me to her house. So she's a Claphamite. Is that what you call him? What do you call him? A Clapham?
Yeah, you called them a Clapanite, a Lasher. She's probably what I'd call her is a banteress.
Yeah, she's got plenty of that.
Yeah, you've got a great combination because she's obviously got a lot of banter, but she's also, you know, she's got the looks.
Yeah, she's not a bad looking girl, that's for sure. I was 28, just getting on 29. And I thought I got to cash my chips in here. She's an absolute rocket. So
how did you meet her?
There is a story. I actually met her through the dating app Raya. Is that how you say it? Raya. You heard of this dating app?
Is that for celebs?
Supposedly, on it, it's more for people who think they're celebs like me that aren't. So,
I haven't heard of this. I'm gonna have to get on that, Fred.
Have you not been asked to be on it yet? Yeah.
Can you write it down? Can you write that down?
Yeah, of course I will.
It's an interesting one. You need to find someone who's on it because they have to like request you to go on it.
Right.
Who requested you to go on it?
I think it might have been someone like Atwood or someone like that was on it, and then a few of the boys got requested, and suddenly it's spread like wildfire through the Premiership now. So you've just got Premiership boys competing for some celebrity women.
It's not Fenwick Place, is it, where she lives?
No, it's not. I hope it's not anyway, because
that's a bit creepy, Archie.
Faithful to me.
No, or it's not Willington Road.
No.
Okay. All right. No worries.
It could be either of them, lads. Right,
okay.
Burnsy, just quickly going back to Bath. Did you ever think about over the last couple of years when you're getting pretty pissed off with the lack of playing time? Did you ever think about quitting or getting another club to come in for you? I mean, I know it's quite hard in rugby because you're all sort of on more fixed contracts, which are less easy to break. But did you ever consider? You know, you're now off to Japan, which we're going to touch on in a second. But did you ever think about leaving? You know, why would you stick around and put up with that shit, as it were?
I think there were times I think if it was easy to get out and offers were there, I would have looked into those opportunities. It's not because I didn't want to stay and compete. I just felt like I was sort of run into a brick wall a little bit with the lack of game time. Because I'd even play, you know, sometimes I'd play fullback and play well. And I still wouldn't get a start, or I'd be on the bench and we'd lose and we wouldn't play well and I still wouldn't get an opportunity. So I would have. That's a good thing about Japan being a one-year deal. I can sort of dive in, give it everything I've got and then see where it leads at the end.
In those circumstances, Burnsy, whenever I have problems on the pitch or in the business field, I talk to my dad because he's a guy, he's probably my best mate, really, apart from Buzzy B and Benders. But who do you turn to? Are there any players that you speak to when you're dealing with these people, past and present, that you've played with? I know on the rugby pod, you know, Jim Hamilton's sort of said that you spoke to him. Is that true, or is he just making it up?
I don't really reach out to too many people, but obviously I have a close relationship with Jim and Goody on the rugby pod, and they're probably two that I speak to a lot about it, and then just boys in and around the club, really.
Because hopefully what will happen is, you know, this is your debut on the Rigbiz, but hopefully we could form that relationship that, you know, you could call me after, you know, 1 year in Japan and we could discuss it, and I could talk to you about opportunities on the pitch, but obviously off the pitch. You know, if you want to play the stock market, I've got a few things that I could help you with.
Property,
if you want to get into that.
Hey, this is the start of what people are witnessing. The millions that are listening is
a real friendship,
beautiful relationship blossoming. I can't wait.
Because when you finish, you could. I mean, would you be comfortable playing 12 if we could offer you? We could negotiate a contract at the Clapham Falcons where maybe you and me play 10-12, a Farrell Ford axis, as you will, but probably with more chat and better hair.
Tell you what, five pints of cider and a packet of pork scratchers, I'm in.
Okay, that's. I'll get an email. Well, let's see how you get on Japan. You've got to play well, mate.
Burnsy.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Burnsy, has, you know, you're sort of alluring to it there. Has rugby got less fun to be involved in and to play since you made your debut over 13 years ago?
Like, yes and no. I think we're still blessed to be in a sport that you can get out and, you know, you get a little bit of notoriety, but you can still get out and not get too much attention. That said, obviously, with social media and the like now, you do have to be careful, and especially in a city like Bath, it's very small, so you can run yourself into trouble pretty easily. So,
in your career so far, who's probably been like the best on the lash? Who's the best person you've you've experienced on a night out?
Jimmy Cowan. There's a reason why he was called Hank. I don't want to throw him under the bus too much, but
well,
if you
watch
me myself, there's a reason why he was called Hank.
What about who's the worst? Who's sort of depressing, Dave?
The worst one for me was actually early days at Gloucester was Johnny May. And I'll tell you why, because I give him credit. As a player, he's developed unbelievably, and he is one of the most professional blokes I've known in terms of stretching and doing all that. So he didn't enjoy team socials. So if we went out on team socials, his idea of the quickest way he could get home was to get himself as drunk as possible, so he had to be carried home. So he would come out, and in the space of an hour, he'd be drinking everything, and then generally you'd have been there an hour and a quarter, and Johnny May's either been sick on the table, is asleep, or is kicking off and having to be chucked out. And in which case, one of the lads just grab him by the ear, chuck him in a taxi, send him home. So
that's quite a good tactic. There's a guy on our rugby team called Wetter who does quite similar. Some of the things we call him Wetter for obvious reasons. He's not sick, but he just wets himself.
Anything to get out of the team.
Interesting, but he's a hooker, so he's got a terrible chassis. He's really not going to offer anything in the club, and he wears sort of walking boots on a night out with an England rugby shirt with a collar. So he can't really pull off a deep V, if you know what I mean. So he's not really going to add anything to the club night. You know what I really like is the boys can wear a tight T-shirt. Tight, you know, a good V, tight jeans, no socks, shoes, and I've got the chat, and I've got the worm. You know what I'm talking about, the worm in the arm. You've got to have the worm. That's what I've been working on quite a lot in isolation, actually, getting the worm out.
Commercial break. Howdy, folk. Yeehaw! My name be Reverend Johnson. I'm the Reverend down here with the American Expat Church in Fulham, London. We boast the youngest congregation because we have a bit of fun, don't we, guys? Ha ha! So come down to Sunday and sing some songs like this with us. We go, I don't want to be fucking with Jesus Christ again. Yeehaw! Come on, baby, sing with me. Oh, I want to be fucking with Jesus Christ again. Oh, my God, I love this one. Remember Jesus Christ when you left me that day. I kind of fucking love you, but I'm not gay. Oh, I want to be with Jesus fucking Christ again. Come on, baby, sing it to me now, oh, yeah.
If you hold an American passport and you're in the Fulham area, then come on down for a big ball this Saturday where we're having a fundraiser for our great friend Donald Trump. Keep America great. See you on Sunday. Lots of love.
Can you clear up for us briefly what happened in Yogagate between Mike Ford before you joined Bath?
I'll be honest with you, I would love to, but I actually don't. That obviously it happened when I wasn't at the club, and you know, by the time you get to the club, everyone's pretty hush hush.
Right. Probably not worth to bring up Mike Ford currently. He's got a lawsuit out against another pod, so you probably want to cancel that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I think the main thing with that whole thing is people, there's a lot of personalities in rugby, and you know, I'll be the first to admit my personality is probably the polar opposite to George Ford. That's probably why he's playing for England and I'm not. So
awful the night out, I've heard. Apparently he's awful.
Got a terrible haircut and he's got shit chat.
It's not even that. I think people just he's just super professional, and you know, everyone's seen, you know, I thought he was one of England's standout players at the World Cup. And people have different run-ins with, you know, for instance, you know, look at my relationship with Stuart Hooper at Bath. As much as I have respect for him, I do have respect for him, but my respect for him is a lot less by the fact that he didn't pick me. Whereas someone who is picked by him every week would love him as a coach.
Sure. So, who are you rooming up with when you were on international duty?
I was actually with Mike Brown a lot.
Brownie.
Because I can imagine being in a room with Farrell and Fordy must be incredibly boring.
To be fair, I don't know. I never roomed them, but I think that with those boys, they do have crack, but their crack is of a different kind, and that's their personality, and you've got to sort of respect that. You know, I think.
FB, do you think Farrell and Ford would get on well with me if I sort of came into the England mix? Do you think sort of my personality, my chat, my banter, my hairstyle, my sort of aura, do you think they would respect me? Do you think they would want to get to know me, or do you think that, you know, they'd already know, shit, this guy's starting 10?
No, I think they'd respect you. They'd bow to the king, wouldn't they?
Yeah. You're right. I always thought that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. So I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would respect you, mate.
Burnsy, you obviously represented England several times, including playing and beating the mighty All Blacks. What was the night out like after that? Can you take us through it?
Basically, yeah. I remember we won it. The change room afterwards was unbelievable. Plenty of beers being sunk, and then Stuart Lancaster wouldn't allow us into London that night to celebrate. So we actually put the bar on at Penny Hill Park. So we were all in the bar.
See, that's where you should have gone to Inferno's. Well, we'd have carried you in, mate. We'd have carried you in and carried you out.
I'm going to be honest with you. The state that all I remember from the night as well was waking up, because the one of the initiations into the England squad is when you play is a drink with everyone in the club in the team buys you a drink that you have to drink with them. So obviously that's management, players, everything. So by the end of the night, I was pretty hammered, and all I remember is waking up on a Penny Hill Park bathroom floor with a pile of sick cooking next to me because I had the underfloor heating on in the room.
Jesus Christ.
That's very different to the Clapham Falcons initiation, which is pants down, toothbrush up the bottom, sing the national anthem, pull the toothbrush out, and then you do a bum funnel. So the beer goes down the back through the bum cheeks, and it's 2 points, one from the social secretary, and one from the forwards coach. But look, that, obviously you should experience that in a couple of years. Once you finish pro rugby, you can come and do a bum funnel with the Clapham Falcons.
I can't wait.
And it's just such good chat. All the boys love it.
Burnsy, what were the other...
I sometimes just do a bum funnel for the sake of it. And I've been at the club for nearly 10 years.
Well, I hear you're a big fan of karaoke. And I hear you're also a big fan of the new theme song for the podcast.
I am, yes. I did enjoy that. I had to watch it a couple of times because it tickled me.
At the end of the interview, we were thinking about possibly triggering a duet between yourself and Arch to do a Just Sing Us Out.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you know the words, Freddie. You know, it's just more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash,
yeah,
more lash.
I know the words, I'm on it.
Okay. Cool. If I can take you back quickly to 13th of October 2018, when you made a name for yourself with the unfortunate blunder over the try line against Toulouse. Now, obviously, you got some bad press for that. You had an incredible game, 20-plus points. You know, you essentially were man of the match. But is that the most embarrassing incident to happen to you on the playing field, or was it just the most publicised? And if not, what is the most embarrassing thing to happen?
I think it's obviously, it doesn't help when it's the first televised game on Channel 4 and all that sort of stuff, so it goes out to a bigger audience. I think as a fly half, you touch the ball so many times, you're always going to make a few mistakes in your career. But I think that one was with the time of the game and everything at stake. It was definitely probably the biggest. But also one that gave me a lot of motivation pushing forward, because, you know, after that, it was hard for sort of 24 hours to take, getting written off. And then suddenly the focus was Wasps next the week after. And it was just like, I knew that people were going to write me off. And I went up to Wasps and I think I ended up kicking 6 from 6, and we drew the game and I played pretty well.
Freddie, to be honest, from one fly half to another fly half, look, I've got a massive admiration for you. And look, nothing like that's happened to me on the pitch, but on a night out, I don't know if I'm going into too much detail, but I had a bit of a misdemeanor with a young lady who probably wasn't in the realms of, you know, what the magician is used to taking back. And, you know, again, it was a tough 24 hours, you know, when I woke up and she was in my house. But again, very similarly to you, I used it as motivation for that not to ever happen again.
You've been learning, isn't it?
Yeah, just never get with anyone from Woking. That's what I'd say. Or a girl called Jennifer. I can't say her surname for legal reasons, but yeah, Jennifer, if you're listening, you know, you've got a lovely, bubbly personality. Just wasn't really for me.
Burnsy, have you been over to Ireland for some big nights out with your brother Billy or not?
Oh yeah, had some.
How loose has it got?
So last year, I can't remember who they're playing, but me and my brother Sam, my older brother Sam, went out. Bill had a bit of a, you know, this time last year, he's actually his girlfriend's just given birth to their baby daughter.
I saw that, congratulations.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, thanks. But this time last year, Bill put it on his Instagram and that, but they actually lost the baby quite late into you know, into the pregnancy. So a few months later, me and Sam went out and we thought we'd have a few drinks, and Bill came along, and we ended up on quadruple spiced rum and coke served in pint glasses. Have you been over to Belfast?
Not yet. But I'm hoping this might be a gateway for you to introduce us to Billy and the boys in Ulster, and maybe we can take the rig biz out there and show them how we do it Clapham style.
Honestly, you've got the, I think it's the Thirsty Goat and the Dirty Onion, which is just two pubs that just have bands in singing. Anyway, we get steaming, we go back home to Bill's house, and him and Sam are having an argument, and I go and get in the middle, and like, boys, just calm down, we've all had a drink, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, I get clocked by one of them, turns into a full-blown fight in the kitchen. Bill's girlfriend comes running down the stairs, get out the house, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, my God.
So I end up putting my hat on, putting my coat on, getting a taxi to the airport, realizing that it's 3 a.m, the airport's closed. So get the taxi back to Bill's house. Anyway, long story short, 9 months later, his missus had a baby girl. So he's got to thank us for the testosterone that we released.
Yeah. FB, how did you hear about the rig biz?
Well, I obviously follow yours truly, don't I? On it, and then I've heard little bits and seen little bits here and there, and I thought I had a little look, it popped up, and then I seen that your theme song.
Is it well known through the boys in the bar squad? Because we've obviously had Preecy on, JJ, Anthony Watson,
Barclay Flats.
They all sort of seem to enjoy it. Is it well known, well received in the bar squad? Have you heard it?
It is well, very well received in the last squad, as you can tell from the boys that have been on.
It's a team I'd like to play for, Fred, if I'm being honest. I like the fact that, you know, it's a small town, not any football, so I'd be a big name in a small town. It's probably not my first choice. I think Worcester would be my first choice, just because that no one knows anyone who plays for Worcester, so I'd be the ultimate name. You know, I'd be the big gun. I'd be the big signing. Because I can't think of life for anyone who plays for Worcester. Fred, can you?
Was it GG Van Vels? Van Vels or something?
No, I don't. The captain. I think you're making that up.
How can you forget Hugard?
Hugard. Oh yeah. I guess he was okay, but he's just, you know, he won't have the pizzazz. Just imagine it now. If I signed for Worcester, the BBC headline. It would be under, obviously, you know, Burns moves to Japan, but just underneath it, the magician is coming to create magic in Worcester.
Yeah. But Burnsy, before you go to Japan, are you going to have one big blowout? I mean, is there something planned? And if you are, where would that take place? Obviously the West Country, but would it be Bath? Would it be Gloucester? Would it be Cheltenham?
Clapham Common? You could do Clapham Common.
You can do, if you've got a social distance still. The plan is probably Bath, to be honest.
How about this? 4 years from now, two fly halves with all the chat, and, you know, fairly well, one fly half with a good rig, one with not such good rig, you know, Strictly Come Dancing, 2 tens, mate. The battle of fly halves. You can see it now, the headlines, Burns and Cousin in the final.
Yeah, we'd be a same sex partnership or not.
Listen, that could be the big headline, or we could go head to head, either way. But you just got to promise to me, if I do win it, there's no sulking. And that we can go back, have some beers and have a good fight, but still make up. And maybe I can impregnate a woman.
Well, I'm thinking we go head-to-head, just a slightly different head-to-head, strictly.
If you could tell one of your coaches throughout your career to fuck off, who would it be?
Oh, Jesus, which one? It'd probably be Hoops right now, just because of, you know, not having one premiership start this season at 10 is probably
a piss take.
FB, shall we sing out to finish the interview?
Yeah, what happened? You lead and I come in, right?
Okay, we can do that.
I'm going to come in slow. I'm going to come in quiet and build up, all right?
Perfect.
With you.
So just imagine this. Just imagine this. It's August. The lockdown's finished. We're in the Sun Pub in Clapham Common. The door opens. It's Freddie Burns. But who's opened the door for him? It's Archie Cousin, Clapham CEO. The bar goes wild. Burns, he goes to the bar and grabs a Thatcher's. And Cousin just stands in the middle of the room and just goes, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. People start to realise it's Freddie Burns and Archie Cousins. Freddie Burns brings over two Thatchers. Archie Cousins grabs it with his left hand, raises it. The whole bar goes nuts. doors are opening from other pubs. They realise the two greatest fly halves in the country and Japan are in the bar, and everyone starts singing more lash, 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 more lash. Clapham comes to a standstill. Everyone runs in the bar. The whole of Clapham in up and hands and their feet going more lash, 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 more lash. And at the end of it, Freddie gets down on one knee. He proposes to his girlfriend. They, in turn, her friend, who's a model, who happens to sometimes do work for ASOS, says to Archie Cousin, listen, they're doing it, let's do it. I say, look, I've only just met you. She says, I don't care, you're gorgeous. And we have a joint wedding and a joint stag. Thank you so much, mate.
Burnsy, you're awesome. Thanks a lot, mate. Avengers, no worries.
Anytime, boys, anytime.
Well, that was one of the most beautiful and sort of terrifying sounds to my ears I've heard in a while.
Yeah, that was pure C.H.A.T.
Capitals, yeah.
Yeah, capitals, chat.
Huge chat, yeah. No, it was awesome. He's such a lovely guy.
Good bloke, good bloke.
Great guy.
Bit of a dodgy accent.
Yeah.
Because I normally meet someone like that, I would be like, probably not my cup of tea, but actually he's a professional fly half, so we would get on really well. We'd get over that language barrier quickly.
Hopefully he comes down for a big night in Clapham before he goes to
Japan. I imagine after Japan he might come and play 12 with me.
For the Falcons?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Do you think you'll go over to Japan to see him? Or?
If I get a business opportunity out there, which is probably quite likely, I'd probably pop in and say hello. I might even see if they need me to fill in a gap. Maybe he can move to Inside Centre for that weekend.
Right, okay. Well, that's incredibly exciting.
Top bloke.
Lovely guy.
Definitely get him on the stag.
Jesus. That's going to get messy.
It really is. I can't wait. I was thinking about doing Vegas, but now I'm thinking, just do something in Clapham.
Well, maybe Belfast. He said Belfast was a great night.
Yeah, I know, but just do something in Clapham.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A stag in Clapham would be brilliant.
Yeah, but you've done Clapham. You do it every weekend.
Exactly. I know it.
Okay.
I know how
There's
good
no
it
risks.
Is. I know how good it is. I know it's like the best night. If it went anywhere else, then they wouldn't know me. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't like it. I think I'm just going to do Clapham as a stag.
Okay.
But just for like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, stag. Well, Friday, Saturday, definitely both nights of Infernos. Thursday night, I might, I don't know.
Embargoes?
Maybe embargoes. I know, maybe just do something on the roof of the Ned.
Jesus. Okay. Oh, that would
God.
Be great.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, we need to find your girlfriend, mate, because there's no point in making these plans with that.
Don't worry about that. I'm playing full steam ahead on the stag. The girlfriend will come. If you build it, they will come. Fred, this has been a great podcast.
Mate, I can
tell I don't even know this. I've been in a really good mood.
You've got a huge smile on your face.
And I think it's helped that I've done majority of this podcast topless.
Well, it's been good for you. No, not so quite for me. But
well, next
as
week,
happy.
I might just come in a pair of budgie smugglers.
Oh, Jesus Christ, please don't.
I think we should film it. If we film it, then I reckon we'd attract way more females to it.
If they saw you in budgies.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. But one thing I am sure on is the fact that we've managed to lock down finally confirmation earlier today, ex-England captain Christopher Robshaw for next week's pod.
Chris Chatshaw.
Chatshaw, is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah, that's definitely. I'm going to definitely try and get
Chatshaw
that nickname playing.
Chris Chatshaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I reckon he's going to absolutely love my banter.
Well, he is actually.
I say bant, you say. I say cha, you say
ta.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to work on that chant, I think.
Yeah.
It may have legs. But you know,
I might start that chant on Clapham Common this weekend.
Well, Rob Shaw.
Everyone say bant! And then they say bant. I go ta!
Yeah, okay.
Oh, get me that bottle of Bolly.
Yeah. Just before you.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is. Try
Jesus Christ.
Little tip for everyone out there. Listen to that song when you're running. I promise you, you will do a quick time.
Really?
I normally just listen to that one song on repeat for the whole 5 miles.
Good. Well, I'm not surprised. You are a crazy person. Arch, just before you go, plans for next week, before I next see you again?
Good question, mate. I've got a few meetings in the Ned next week.
Oh, you must love it that that's reopened.
I can't wait to be back. I can't wait to get in there and smell the air. it just smells of success and deals. And looking forward to that. I've had all my suits dry cleaned, and I've got a nice cheeky little pinstripe that I'm gonna pull out on Monday. But let's see how this weekend goes, Fred, because like I said, I'm just going to be in a vest and shorts and flip-flops in the best mood ever, going to every pub in Clapham to man.
Well, mate, make sure you stay hydrated. Everyone stay safe, because you're all going to be out on the pub.
Guys, I will see you on Saturday. Remember, if I come up to you and I say ban, you say
to.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, guys, make sure you like, share, subscribe,
make sure
comment.
You write C.H. Loads of people, the other day I was doing a live on Instagram, and loads of people were doing like the hand sign, the waving sign. Yeah. That's just such good emoji chat.
Yeah, it's good emoji banter. Make sure you comment, share, like,
that's
subscribe.
That's a banter we don't really talk about, is it? Emoji banter. I love emoji banter.
Well, maybe we'll do a section next week on emoji banter.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, Archie, have a great
week. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe.
I'm going to put my top back on.
Yeah, please do. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.